Maybe we'll start with the Gemara and Gittin before we do the Taisus to the side. So the Mishnah says in Gittin and the Beis and the Beis, So Matami Medameya Menasich, what they all have in common is that it's a hezek shein nikar. There's no physical change. Nonetheless, the fact is that the thing becomes less valuable. So the Mishnah says, if you do such a hezek, Matami Medameya Menasich, so if you did it be mezik yichayev, if you did it be shayev yipotah. So the Gemara is mavur that like the Gemara, but the Gemara's maskan is that really hezek shein nikar lashmei hezek. But hezek shein nikar really does not count as a hezek, and if you make it, then you really should not be chayiv at all. But it's a knas. If somebody does it b'mezid, so they consider that should be considered like a hezek nikar. So the kolecher vechad hayluchu matamei parisu shel chaveru made a knas. People shouldn't go around, otherwise it'll be a. People will be at liberty to go around being metami other people's payers, other people's truman. They're going to, with impunity. So they made a knas that if you do it b'mezid, you have to pay. So the Gemara says, itmar menasich, what exactly is menasich? So Rav Omer menasich mamish. Rav says, kipshutai, it's menasich mamish. Somebody took yayin, wine of his chaver, and he was menasich at levo dezor, and thereby he rendered it to krevis of a dezor. He rendered it also by no. Shmuel Amar Ma'arev. And Shmuel says, no, Menasech means he took Yayin Nesach and he was Ma'arev in the Yayin of his Chaver. So the Gemara says, My time, my Ma'arev, my time, my Menasech. What's Takav Shad and Shmuel? The Poshet Prat Menasech is that he was Menasech and Avodah Zarah. Why learn the Mishnah any differently? What's compelling Shmuel to learn that Menasech here is not Kibshutai? Says the Gemara, Amaloch Menasech, Kim Levit Rabmine. You can't learn that Menasech means he was Menasech Levit Zarah. Because if he was Menasech the Yayin Levit Zarah, he'd be Chayiv Misa. And if he's Chayiv Misa, then it's Kim Levit Rabbinay. So that's the Pshat in Shmuel. Therefore, Shmuel says it can't mean Menasech Kibshutai, because that would have been Kim Levit Rabbinay. So it has to mean that he was Ma'ar. Says the Gemara of Yidduch, what about Rav? Rav says it is Menasech Mamish. What does he do with the Taina what does he do with Shmuel's Taina? It's Kim Levit Rabbinay. Says the Gemara, Kid Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mishasak Bo de Kona, Mishai Benashavi at Shas Nisuch. He says that we can apply here Rav Yirmiyah's idea. We don't have this Rav Yirmiyah. I don't know where Rav Yirmiyah's memory was originally set. We only have it over here. But Rav Yirmiyah said that somebody steals Yayin and then he's Menasechet. So he has to pay for the Yayin. Because even though when he's Menasechet, he's Chayav Misu. But he's already Chayav to pay for the Yayin when he stole the Yayin. So therefore, said Rav Yirmiyah, there's no kim lei b'derabinei. He's chayiv to pay for the yayin from the time that he picked it up. So later when he's menasech it, it's takachiv miso. But that doesn't matter. He's chayiv for the shasag bo. So similarly over here, says Rav, he really has to pay for the wine from the minute that he picked it up. So and then there's no chiv miso. The chiv miso is only later when he's menasech it. So therefore there's no kim lei b'derabinei. So let's understand this for a second. So what is the Mishnah? If he's chayv to pay for it, he stole it, so why is the Mishnah call it Menasech? Then the chiv has nothing to do with Menasech. The chiv of the Mishnah should call it Gneva. He's chayv to pay for the wine because he stole the wine. What in the world does it have to do with being Menasech? The Mishnah, the hezek over here is being Menasech. I mean, the Mishnah calls it Menasech. What does it have to do with being Menasech? The chiv is for the gezel. So the answer is that if he stole it, the chiv may be for the gezel. But if he wouldn't have been Menasechit, he could have given the guy in back. The guy is still here. The guy is bad, and he could have said, "Hareishu chalu fanecho." It's only because he was Menasechit, and he was Menasechit b'mezid. So we have it. So we consider that to be a hezek nikar. So now the yayin is nizik. Since the yayin is nizik, so he can't say "Hareishu chalu fanecho," and he has to pay for the wine. But fundamentally, the mechayev is not the nisuch. The fundamental mechayev is the gezel. But what the nisuch does is it removes from him the ability to say "Hareishu chalu fanecho." So Rav says that's not called kimlid rabinei. The mechayev was since the mechayev was the hagbod, the mechayev was the gneva. At that point there was no chiv misus. Now he has a chiv to give back the yai. Later on when he's menasechet, So the nisuch takes off the reish chalof anecha, and that there's no kimelid ramine. That doesn't can't invoke on that kimelid ramine. So meila he has to, says Rav, therefore he has to pay for the yayin. That's the gemara. Doim saw the gemara. I assume doim saw. So Taisa says, so what is this memory of Yerimi very reminiscent of? What does it remind you of? Rav Chisda. Chayav Yerimi's memory is mamash the same thing as exact same idea as Rav Chisda. That the goin of chelbish shachavei rabbi acholoi. So there's no kimul rabbinay because mishas agboh and musutum is chayav. Yechayav the chiv moment is for the agboh and the chiv misa is only later on when he eats the chayav. So Rav Yerimi l'chor is saying a very similar halacha. The chiv misa is for when he was magbir the ayin. And the chiyuv mamon rather is for being magbir the ayin. The chiyuv misa is only later when he's menasech, and therefore there's no kumulay with the rabbin. If this binding was, why do we have to have both members? Rabbi Yirmi and Rav Chisda, the Rabbi Yirmi and Rav Chisda are saying exactly the same thing. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we don't have enough really to talk about that intelligently. I don't know if that's going to be the focus of our attention anyway, but. Just to point out, you need to think about, you know, why do we have, maybe they're saying exactly, maybe they really are saying the same thing. Is there some chiddush in Rav Yirmi they don't have in Rav Chisda and vice versa? So that's something to think about. Anyway, Taisus says the kasha. So what's Hakab Shat and Shmuel? Chorav is right. Rav Yirmi is right. Do we have here this, if you just read this Gemara in Gittin, you'd say, all right, maybe Shmuel is Chaylik and Rav Yirmi. Rav is like Rav Yirmi and Shmuel is Chaylik. But Tosfos asks, Rav Yirmi is the same as Rav Chisda and Agamar. And Agamar and Rav Chisda, nobody is Chaylik and Rav Chisda. But yet we have a Rav Abin who seems to be Chaylik and Rav Chisda, and the Gemara bends over backwards to reconcile Rav Abin with Rav Chisda. So in Agamar it would seem that Rav Chisda is less mad than Polik and Rav Chisda. We had earlier the Gemara by Zash Shachal Truma. The Gemara says Zash Shachal Truma is Kimeli Ravne according to Abai. And the Gemara said, why? What happened to Rav Chisda? Why did Gemara answer? Yeah, but we don't have to hold it of Chizda. Maybe a Bayin over the hold it of Chizda. Gemara doesn't seem to consider that to be an option. And Agamar of Chizda seems to be the last word. Everybody holds like of Chizda. So everybody holds like of Chizda. So then if Yirmiya or Chizda or Yirmiya, it's the same idea. So what's Tak of Shat and Shmuel? That's the question that Taisus and Gittin asks. How do we understand Shmuel? So Taisa has two terutzim. Anybody? What are the two terutzim of Taisa? Two terutzim for Shmuel. What? Right. So the first terutzim in Taisa is, put it down. First terutzim in Taisa is Taisa's kasha is what let's chat in Shmuel. So Taisa's first terutzim is that what? That Shmuel holds like the Lushna Kama. Shmuel holds like the Lushna Kama. That whenever it's the Eshel Hagbobel, the Taisa has two legs. Taisa's answers, first Taisa and Taisa says that even though Rav Chisda, everybody holds from Rav Chisda, but we also have Rav Avin's Yisrael, Akir Tzarech Hanocha. Of course, Rav Avin has a criterion. Either Lushna Kama, it has to be Eshel Hagbobel, it has to be Eshel Hanocha, but Akira. Or the Lishna Basra, it has to be any Yochel Adurei. Pashtus, Taisin the Kashas, and the Pashup Shat in that Gemara, is that Gemara doesn't meet any of Rav Avin's criteria. Because it's not any Yochel Adurei. You could put the thing down. And it's not Yesh Lanoch Bulei Akir either. Because you have to pick it up in order to be Menasech, you can be Menasech it where it is. So that's why Taisin L'chad Chilu thought that Gemara had nothing to do. But then Taisin wants to say in the first Teres, Taisin is the Bekitzer. Taisus answers, Teres number one, is that Shmuel holds Hagbod Tzarech Nisuch. That in order to be Menasech, you have to be Magbir Liyayim. Hagbod Tzarech Nisuch. And Shmuel holds like the Lishna Kama, that whenever you have that Hagbod Tzarech Nisuch, meaning Efshul Nisuch Bolei Hagbod, not just Tzarech Nisuch, but it's Efshul Nisuch Bolei Hagbod. You can't be Menasech without being Magbir Liyayim. And Shmuel holds like the Lishna Kama in our Gemara that whenever you have Yefshir L'Halocha B'Lei Akira, then we can apply Rav Avin's Halocha and we can say that it's considered to be Mi'akim L'Rami. That creates, brings together the fact that Yefshir L'Halocha B'Lei Akira brings together the Halocha and Akira enough that we can then say Kim L'Rami. So Al Derech says Shmuel holds over there in Gittin that since it's Yefshir L'Halocha B'Lei Nisuch, some mitzvah somehow. It's yeshul agbah b'lei nisuch. Yeshul nisuch b'lei agbah, rather. It can't be menasach without agbah. And therefore, that brings together the nisuch and agbah, and you have from the rabbinate, and that's why Shmuel holds kim lei b'de rabbinate. That's the first teres in Tosfos. That yeshul agbah b'lei nisuch. Yeshul nisuch b'lei agbah, rather. Which is a, you know, a chiddush all by itself, that that's true. You can't be menasach without agbah. I can't just be mishachshach any of that, but that's the first thing that he posits, and then he posits secondly that Shmuel holds like the Lishna Kama and Agamar that he efshir that he efshir gives me Rabbanan. He efshir brings them is enough to bring the Akir and the Anocha together, to bring the Hagbah and Yisuf together, and therefore I have kimle with Rabbanan. Now Toshis and Gittin does not give this Teretz a name. Tosfos says it's Teretz Stam. It doesn't come with any name attached. But from the Tosfos by us, we know that this Teretz was said by whom? Rabbeinu Tam. So this Teretz Rabbeinu Tam.
Well, partially.
What?
Meaning, there's everything is like three options for.
Yeah, there's.
Rabbeinu Tam is only one of them.
Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam. No, but in Shmuel, this is.
Right.
Oh, you're saying yeah, Rabbeinu Tam. What's the Tzadarab? Maybe you're right. Maybe Rabbi Natan, maybe everybody holds from this. Okay, but Rabbi Natan certainly said this much. Maybe other people agree with him too, but Rabbi Natan certainly said this much. Now there's a chiddush here, because that this is called the Efshar. Because Rabbi Tosfos by us says that if I could let's say this is true, because you have to pick up the wine in order to be menasech. What if somebody else picked up the wine for me and then I was menasech? Would that be called menasech lev adizor? Some sort of a poshut here, the hagbah is not a chelik of the avadizor. That's not the avoid, but the avoid is to be menasech. Have to crank it up in order to pour it down. But the body can delegate that to somebody else. And nonetheless, Rabbeinu Tam says that that's called the Efshel and Nisuch B'lei Agbah. That's a chiddush all by itself. That's something that I could delegate to somebody else. It has to be done, but I could give it to somebody else to do. Rabbeinu Tam says that's called the Efshel. Where do we see who? That is not like whom? Taisa Bayos. Taisa Bayos says that, when the Gemara says that it's Efshel and Achil B'lei Agbah, the B'lei Gokhan V'Ochel. The Torah says, "Hu adin davi matzul leneimar." There's another reason why it's efshel leachil b'lei hagbah, even without gofim yochel. Because even if you needed hagbah, but you could give the hagbah over to somebody else, and that's called efshel. Rabbi Natan says that that's called efshel. So that's right away. Chiddush Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan apparently holds. We already saw this in the Ritva. The Ra'ali also held this way. That's something that has to be done, but you can delegate it over to somebody else. That goes in the heading of the Yesh. We said at the time that Tzimachlekes Tosfos in the one end against their own ritual. Tosfos holds, Tosfos by us, that's something that you could give over to somebody else. Somebody else could be Tosfos of it, but basically, that's called Efshar. I didn't have to do it. So for me, it's Efshar Lachila B'loy Hagbah, because I don't have to do the Hagbah myself. Somebody else could do it for me. That's called the Efshar Lachila B'loy Hagbah. And their own ritual say that that's called Efshar. The fact that it has to be in my mouth, for example, there are other ritvos say that since it has to be in my mouth, I don't have to put it in my mouth, somebody else put it in my mouth. But since it has to have a knisa l'teich biv, that's called e'efshar. So that machlek is nice to know. We see Rabbi Natan holds like the ra'ah and the ritva. Okay, fine. So that's the first teretz in Tosfos. What's the second teretz in Tosfos for Shmuel? What's the second teretz? The second teretz is that Shmuel holds that I'm going to talk about this later on the shiur today, hopefully. But the second teretz in Tosfos is that the nisuch itself I don't know how to put it. Tosfos says that since if somebody else would be menasechet, we'll talk this later. I just want to stand out the structure of Tosfos. Tosfos is at the end of teretz. It's at the end of Tosfos, but it's really just the second teretz for Shmuel. Tosfos says that since if somebody else would be menasech the yayin, I can say Arishu Cholofanecho. The only concept, the knas of Manasik was only said if I'm Manasik Liayim. If somebody else is if somebody else is Manasik Liayim, even if I'm Manasik B'Shoyim, certainly if somebody else is Manasik Liayim, then I can still say HaReishu Cholof Anecho. So it comes out that even though Rabbi Yumi said that the Mechayiv is really the Hadbos Hayayim, but the Hadbos Hayayim by itself is not really enough to be Mechayiv. I need the Hadbos Hayayim plus I have to be Manasik. If somebody else is Manasik, then we're not going to have the Knas. Says Taisus, Shmuel holds that since at the time of the Nisuch is Chayiv Miso, so it's Ke'ilu somebody else is Manasik Liayim. And therefore we can say Reishu Cholof Anecho. We're going to have to understand what that means. But right now I'll just put down the words. Since he's Chayiv Nisa, B'Shas Nisa, so it's Ke'ilu, these Taisus is worse. Ke'ilu Mischoi Acher. I'm not sure if that's the language of Taisus.
What's Taisus' the language?
Kemay in this kayach. Kemay in this kayach. Wait, that's better. Kemay in this kayach. We're going to come back to that because that needs a hasbara. That needs to be fleshed out. But let's go back to this. So Shmuel said, the first time in place it says Shmuel holds the Yesh L'Nisuch L'Hagbah, and Shmuel holds like the Lishna Kam. And therefore that's the Pshat in Shmuel. The Hagbah and the Nisuch are integrated because the Yesh L'Nisuch L'Hagbah. So you have Kemay Gerabin. So now that leads Taisus to ask, what? What about Rav? So then, what is Rav hold? No, that's a good svara. If that's true, Yeshu Lag Bov, Yeshu Nisach Bolei Ag Bov. So what's Shad and Rav? So Taisus for this has three mahalchim. What are the three mahalchim? That Rav holds like the Lishna Basra. That it's not enough to have Yesha. You have to have any Yochel Adure. And here you don't have any Yochel Adure. By the way, maybe it's worth stressing already at this point. When we say Rav holds like the Lishna Basra, the Lishna Basra in Agamara was said to explain Rav Abin. I don't think when we say Rav holds like the Lishna Basra, it means Rav holds like the Lishna Basra's explanation of Rav Abin. Rav is not in the business of explaining Rav Abin. Rav is probably before Rav Abin. It means Rav has the Svar of the Lishna Basra. The svara, Rav holds like the svara of the Lishna Basra, that in order to integrate the Akira and the Hanocha, it's not enough to have a Yesh, you have to have any Yochel Adure. And therefore here, you can't integrate the Nisuch and the Hagbah, because it's Yochel Adure. That's the first Harrison Tysis. What's the second Harrison Tysis? Anybody remember? What's the second Harrison Tysis? It's open book, you could look at it. What? That Rav holds Efshel Akir, Efshel Nisuch Leagba. And he's Chaylik on Shmuel's assumption that it's the Efshel Nisuch Leagba. I have no idea what's behind that Machaykis. That means Ezra in Hill Sarah with Zora. I don't know what that could be about. But that's the second Teres and Tosis. And what's the third Teres and Tosis?
The Omega of the other argument.
The third Teres and Taisus is that really Rav holds like the Lishna Kama. Rav really holds like the Lishna Kama. That we can do an I'll just say the way Taisus says in Gittin. Taisus in Gittin says that Rav and Rav Yirmiya, if you look at this Rav, it's Rav Yirmiya. So Taisus says Rav Yirmiya is Chayla, kind of Avin. And he doesn't have this whole concept of Akir Sarah Hanocha and that you could integrate the Akir and the Hanocha. Rav Yirmiya just doesn't have it. In other words, you know, maybe Lishna Kama is right. You know, maybe Rav Avin's integration it's enough to have Yesha. But Rav Yirmiya and Rav, they don't hold from Rav Avin's integration. B'chal, They hold there's no such thing as a kiyur tzarech hanocha, and therefore you have to have be'id namamish, and you know, and here it's not be'id namamish because the nisuch is after the hagbah, and then and finished. That's the pshat in Rav. And then Tosfos is marach about that. That we'll see. And Tosfos that he gets mileage out of that. And Tosfos, this is the Rebbein time really. He gets mileage out of this notion there of Yirmi as chelukin of Avin, because that gives me now somebody's chelukin of Avin. In Agamah, we don't find anybody's chelukin of Avin. This third teretz now all of a sudden it emerges that there's somebody who's chelukin of Avin. Tosfos able to milk that to explain the Gemara of Kama and so on, and that really more is concerns. The Tosfos Gittin talks about it as well, but that will do in Tosfos inside. So, let's talk a little bit about the second Teretz and Tosfos. Came in that since what's the second Teretz and Tosfos in Shmuel? The island Shmuel holds the second Teretz and Tosfos is there's no EF, so goes away from the Esh L'Nisach L'Yagva. And Oilam the Nisach and the Agba are two separate things. And if the Chayr of Yirmiyah is a husband, right? The Nisach has nothing to do with the Agba. It's Eshel and Nisach Balay Agba. So what's Pshat and Shmuel? Why does Shmuel say Kimli Dramanek? So Taisus says, the second verse in Taisus is, that Shmuel holds that the Kimli of the Dramanek here is not on the Chi of Momen of the Agba. The Agba is not Pshat Nisach. Rabbi Yirmiyah is right. They're totally separate. There's a Kimli of the Dramanek in the Nisach itself. Because the Nisach itself plays a role in the Chiyuv Mamon. How does the Nisach play a role in the Chiyuv Mamon? Like I said before, because the halacha is when you steal wine, really, you can say Reish Shechol Afanecha. Even if somebody was Menasech Liyai, you could still say Reish Shechol Afanecha because Hezek Shein and Nika Lav Shmei Hezek. The Gemara brings later a Reish of the Feresh that if somebody else would be Menasech Liyai, you could still say Reish Shechol Afanecha. The Yain is considered to be Be'en. It's a special Knas that if he's Menasech Liyai himself, if the Ganav is Menasech Liyai himself, the mezid, then he can no longer say Hareish Shechol Afanecha. So the Nisach itself plays a role in the Chiyuv Mamon. So the Tosfos says, since the Nisach itself plays a role in the Chiyuv Mamon, in other words, if somebody else would be Menasech it, there would be no Chiyuv Mamon. It's only because he was Menasech it, the mezid, that we can't say that there's a Chiyuv Mamon. And B'shas Nisach, there's certainly a Chiyuv Mamon. So the mezid is a Kimlei B'dirabmane happening B'shas Nisach itself. Rav Yirmiyah assumed, when is the Chiyuv Mamon? B'shas Agba. Because that's when he becomes a Ganav. The Chiyuv Mamon has nothing to do with the Nisuch. So therefore there's no Kimlei Rabbanit. And Rav Shmuel holds, no, there's a Kimlei B'Rabbanit B'shas HaNisuch. Because the Nisuch also plays a role in the Chiyuv Mamon, because he has to be Menasech the Yayin himself in order not to say Hareish Shechol Afanecha. So Mimela, that's enough to create Kimlei B'Rabbanit. So these are Havana. These are Hezbollah. At the end of the day, what's the Mechayev over here? Somebody said he stole wine, he stole Yayin, and then later on, let's say like this, let's say it would be a real Hezbollah. Somebody stole Yayin, and the Yayin, somebody stole Yayin, and then lightning struck the Yayin and incinerated it. So he has to pay for the Yayin? What's the Mechayev? The Mechayev is the original Gneva. Mechayev is not the lightning, it's onus. The Mechayev is the original Gneva. A person steals, he has to make Tashlumen. Yes, he can make Tashlumen by saying, Reish Shechol Afanecha. He can do Hashava, and then he doesn't have to make Tashlumen in the moment. But if he can't do Reish Shechol Afanecha, because through no fault of his own, the Ayin is no longer here, then he has a Chiyuv Mamon, he kayach the original Gneva. But the Mechayev is the original Gneva, that's for sure. For Raya, I mean, it doesn't even need Raya. But all right, let's say when he stole the wine, it was worth $100. Then when the lightning struck it, maybe it was worth $200. Well, the value of wine went up. How much does he have to pay? Perish Gemara and Merubah, only $100. Why? Because the Mechayev over here is not the lightning striking the wine. The lightning striking the wine just takes away the possibility of saying Reish Shechol Afanecha. The Mechayev over here is the original Gneva. So the original Gneva didn't have, well, there was no and on the original Gneva there was no Kimlei D'Rabbanan. So what's Pshat in Shmuel? What is Shmuel? Shmuel says that since Pshat Nisach he was Chayim Miso, so this Kimlei D'Rabbanan. But at the end of the day, the Mechayev is the original Gneva. So Tosfos sort of addresses that, and Tosfos says that yes, if this would be a regular hezek, a real hezek, like lightning striking the wine and the wine that was gone, so then about it, the chiyuv comes purely from the gneiva and it has nothing to do with the shas anisim. But that's not what happened over here. What happened over here is that just somebody was menasech the ayin. He was menasech the ayin. Nisach per se is a hezek she'en a nikar. Generally speaking, I look at nisach as not counting as a hezek. And the wine is still considered to be intact, and you could say, Areish l'cholof anecho. It's only when he's menasech, they made a special knas, that when he's menasech, it is not, doesn't have the din of hezek she'en a nikar. It's tantamount kilu to a hezek nikar. So no, he can no longer say, Areish l'cholof anecho. So therefore, so now there is kin l'drabanei. But it's still difficult to understand. Okay, so it's true, if somebody else is menasech the ayin, so then it's like the ayin is still here. If he is menasech the ayin, there's a special knas, that's called a hezek nikar. But by a hezek nikar, at the end of the day, what's the mechayev? The nisuch or the gneva? The mechayev is the gneva, not the nisuch. I need him to be menasech because otherwise there's no knas. Otherwise there's a technicality. If he's not menasech the ayin, then the ayin is not considered to be nisuch, and he could say Yereshul Cholof Anecha. If he's menasech the ayin, then the ayin is considered to be nisuch, and he can no longer say Yereshul Cholof Anecha. But at the end of the day, what's the mechayev moment? The mechayev moment is the gneva. So where's the kibbutz rabbinic? So Rabbi Kvega says, talks about this crisis. And Rabbi Kvega says, you see in this crisis a chiddush, that wherever you have a chiyuv misa, the chiyuv misa doesn't just patter, doesn't take off on a chayiv of moment. Wherever you have a chiyuv misa, so then, he says, a chiyuv misa takes off not just a mechayiv of mamon; it takes off even a tnai of a chiyuv mamon. The nisach here is not the mechayiv of mamon; the nisach is a tnai. The chiyuv mamon, the mechayiv of mamon, is the gneva. But he's only chayiv gneva, really, for the gneva. Say Yerushal Chalafanecha. But here he can't say Yerushal Chalafanecha because he was menasech the ayin. So the being a menasech the ayin himself, in order to trigger the knas and to make it into the equivalent of a hezek nikar, is a tnai in the chiyuv mamon. So Pashas, I say, Kimli Rabbeinu was only saying the Chiyuv Mamon. If the Shas, the Chiyuv Mamon, when the Chiyuv Mamon kicked in, he was Chayim Misa, then the Chiyuv Mamon doesn't kick in. Says Rabbi Kvega, you know, in this place, this is a Chiddush, that this Kimli Rabbeinu, not only on the Chiyuv Mamon itself, this Kimli Rabbeinu, even on the Tnoyim of the Chiyuv Mamon. If here there's a Tnay in the Chiyuv Mamon that he has to be Menasech the Ayin, somebody else will be Menasech the Ayin, then he could still say Ereish Chalof Anecha. So his being Menasech the Ayin is one of the Tnoyim of Chiyuv. Says Rabbi Kveger, the chiddush in this Tosis is, at least according to Shmuel, Rabbi Schoelet, but according to Shmuel, the chiddush of the Tosis is that if he's chayiv misa b'shas at the oisah shor when he's fulfilling the tnai of the chiyuv mamon, then it's keilu asoi acher. It's keilu he didn't do the tnai of the chiyuv mamon, and it's keilu somebody else was menasech it, and the guy and we can say Hareishah Chalof Anecha. From here, Rabbi Kveger wants to extrapolate such a yisoid that in general that there's kimle d'rabbanei and tnoi achiyuv. At least according to Shmuel, I know according to Rav. I mean, Rav is Harlik and his whole Likud. But at least according to Shmuel, there are Kegel learns of Shat and Shmuel that this Kimle the Rav and had only on the Machai of a moment, but this Kimle Rabbanei on the Tnoyachi of a moment. Kil Asoyach. The Lashon of Kegel is murdered. Taisa's Lashon is that the Kimoyim Niskoyach. Kegel, when he paraphrases the Taisa, he says it's Kiilu Niskoyach. It's as if, since when he was Menasech the Ayin, he was Chayim Miso. So it's kilu somebody else is menasech the ayin. Anything that you would normally get out of his being menasech the ayin, some fulfillment of tnoi achiyu is destroyed by the fact that it's a chiyuv misa, and it becomes kilu somebody else is menasech the ayin. And then what does Rav hold? Rav lechoris chalak nisisoid. Rav holds no. There's only kimu the rabbanei and something which is actually mechayev moment. There's no kimu the rabbanei and the tnoi achiyuv of moment. It comes out an interesting thing that's a machlek see Rav and Shmuel in the fundamentals of Kimli Rabbanei. The Shmuel holds Kimli Rabbanei is not only on the Mechayiv of Mamon, but it's even on the Tnoyachiv of Mamon. And Rav holds Kimli Rabbanei is only on the Mechayiv of Mamon, not on the Tnoyachiv of Mamon. That's how Kreger learns up the Tesis. Very deep things. I'm not so sure that it fits that well in the Lashon of Tesis. The Lashon of Tesis is, at the time of the Shmuel, As if somebody else was menasichet. Afal gav de menasichle de yadayim came in the kimle but the rabbinate, so he has the same tour. He could say harish shalof anecha. The oimelay harish shalof anecha kimoy im niskoy ache. The rab savar came in the b'shas hagbo l'shayach lemeima the kimle but the rabbinate yesh lechayiv machmas hagbo. A kol ma sheyaseh b'yadayim achakach afal gav dahi shaito kimle but the rabbinate. The lesson twice is that Shmuel holds that since if somebody else would be menasechet, he'd be able to say Reish Lecholof Anecha. So we may therefore when there's a chiyuv misa b'shas nisach, he could also Reish Lecholof Anecha. And Rav says that we should be that since b'shas hagbo there was no chiyuv misa, so yesh lechayv machmas hagbo akol ma sheyaseh b'dayim achrichet afal gav that he shayt the kimli d'rabbi. Yeah, I don't know. I guess you could read Rabbi Craig into that. It's very sosom touch. It doesn't really explain, doesn't flesh out what's the machlekes here between Rabbi Shmuel. Lefi Rabbi Craig, there's a machlekes here in Dina Kimli Rabbine. It's not so much between Tosis that he's learning that Rabbi Shmuel are arguing in Dina Kimli Rabbine. Yeah, I don't know. The truth is, I have no smoking gun. Maybe Rabbi Craig could read into this. I want to suggest a different Havon in Tosis. A Tyson means like this. Let's say Lo'ilam not like Rabbi Krager. Kimle Drabnei is only on a Mechayev moment. There's no such thing as Kimle Drabnei on the Tnoyachiv, Kilo Asoyachiv. We'll dispense with all that. We'll assume that Kimle Drabnei is only on a Mechayev moment. B'shas Gneva, there could be Kimle Drabnei. B'shas Mazik, there could be Kimle Drabnei, Kriyas Shirayim, and so on. On a Mechayev moment, you could have Kimle Drabnei. But on Tnoi Achiyev, there's no Kimle Drabnei. But B'shas plays like this. What's the halacha? Without Kimle, forget Kimle Drabnei and Nisuch. Let's talk about Metamid. Somebody steals Paris, and he's Metamid. So if somebody else is Metamid, you could still say Reish Hachol Fanecha. It's a Hezek Shein Nikah. Even if he's Metamid, if he's Metamid, the Meshoyge, you could still say Reish Hachol Fanecha. It's a Hezek Shein Nikah. But if he's Metamid, if Harry's Bemezid, so then it's a Knas, you can no longer say Reish Hachol Fanecha. So what's the Havon? So you could say the Havon is that Chazal said that when you're Metamid, Harry's Bemezid, that's the Havon. No further Havon. That what you see is what you get. The halacha is that when you're metamei peres b'mezid, they gave it the status of being nicker. Let me come at it from a different angle. Maybe it'll be better. Let's talk about the following thing. Stuff that we talked about in the past in various occasions. Let's say somebody steals something, and it's worth one zuz. Somebody stole something, it was worth one zuz. And he could give it back, and it'll be butter, of course. Then, it broke by itself. And when it broke by itself, it was already worth four zuz. So how much does he have to pay? What? You're not responsible. It's Gemara Bavakam. One zuz. The halacha is one zuz because the mechayev is the gneiva. The b'shas hagneiva was only worth one zuz. What if he broke it by a dime and it was worth four zuz? Then he has to pay four zuz. That's a gemara. Seems to be pretty intuitive. He steals something that's worth one zuz. So yechiv is one zuz. B'shas k'shasa kol agazlonim shalom k'shasa gzeil was worth four zuz and it broke by itself. You only have to pay one zuz. B'shas gzeil was worth one zuz and that's the mechayev. But if it was worth, but if you broke it by a dime, then you have to pay the value of what it was worth when you broke it, if it was worth more at that time. There's machlekes ksais and nesivos. What's together if that chiyuv for breaking? The ksais learns it's an ordinary chiyuv masik. He's no worse than any other masik. He broke something that was worth four zuz. It still belonged to the buyer. It didn't belong to him. And Meili has to pay 4 zuz, no different than any other mazik. So Asgazni, he only has to pay 1 zuz, but he has to pay 4 zuz, b'taris mazik. The Nesiva says, for very easy, the Nesiva says that the chi of 4 zuz over there is a chi of gzela. Because the breaking it is a when you steal something and later you break it, it's a tesefis in the gzela. Because you mark it further from the Bible. You're mishtarish in the you're mishtarish b'chet. The Gemara says that by Tovah Chumochah, that if you steal something, and then you're Tovah Chumochah, so the reason why you have to pay Dalai Behez is because you're Mishtarish in the Chet. You're a worse Ganav. You're making it further away from the Bible. So the Nesiva says in general, it's not Dalai Behez over here, we're just talking about the Keren. But the Nesiva says in general, every time you steal something, and then you break it, the breaking it is not some kind of Nuchi of Mazik that has nothing to do with the original Chi of Neva. It's a being Mishtarish in the Chi of Gezel, and now the Gezel is Mechayev you. It's like a Tesefis in the Gzela. So now you've gone deeper into the gzela. You've been marked further from the up to now the bottom still recovered. Now you broke it; you can never recover it at all. That's a deepening of the. You've aggravated the gzela. So it's a tesefis in the chi of gzela, and if you have to pay four zuz as gazlin. That's the side of the nesivas, and the emes is many rias the nesivas from Rishonim. Not for now, but keep bumping into over the years the rias to this nesivas and rubus. So Rishonim are very much mashma like the nesivas. So now I want to consider the following. The fellow was he stole pears, and he was if somebody else would be matam of the pears, he could still say Rosh Hashanah Shechol Chanecha because really it's a hezek shen nicha lashmei hezek. But there's a special class that if he himself is matam of the pears, so it has the status of so then he has to pay. They consider him, but then he has to pay. So yesh I have a yesh lachkar. What's the pshat of it? Is the pshat that la'olam he's paying here because of the original gzeila? The mechayev here is the original gzeila. The original gzeila, you could say reish shalof hanecha. The mice, the payers are undamaged; they're intact. Hezek she'ein nika, hezek she'ein nika is not a hezek, so the payers here are intact. So why can't you say reish shalof hanecha? Mitzad the original gzeila, you should still be able to say reish shalof hanecha. So you'll say. Yeah, but here they made a special knas. And what content of the knas? The knas says that if somebody's matami peres b'yadayim b'mezid himself, when the ganav himself is matami the peres b'mezid, then we look at it ke'ilu the peres are no longer are physically damaged. Really, being matami is not as shein nikir. It doesn't count as being physically damaged. But if he does it himself, I look at it ke'ilu the peres. In other words, I look at it ke'ilu. Ordinarily, I say the peres is still ben. Has a shein nikir. The peres is still ben. When he's matame yit b'yadayim, I say the pears are not be'en. It's like the pears, now it's as if the pears were incinerated by lightning. And therefore you have to pay me, koyach, the original gzeil. Kach b'pshuta. That's the pashtus. Or, perhaps we could say no. That's not shayach. Mitzad the original gzeil. The pears are the same pears. If he's matame the pears, somebody else is matame the pears. It doesn't make sense to say that if he's matame the pears are not here. That's like lightning incinerated him. And if somebody else is matame the pears, or he's matame the meshugig, then the pears are still here. It's the same pears. The same pears tameim. Can you say hareish shechol fanecha with pears tameim? Yes, you could. So if he's matame the pears, what's the difference? At the end of the day, these are pears tameim. Pears tameim is a hezek she'en nikar. They're considered to be intact. Why can't you say hareish shechol fanecha? Aye. So what's the getter of the knas? The getter of the knas is that ordinarily to be metame peiros is not called the new maisa hez is not called the new maisa gzela because it's a hezek she'ena nikir and a hezek she'ena nikir not a maisa mazik in dinei ovim. But Chazal said as knas that the maisa be metame peiros b'mezid should have the status of should have the status of a maisa mazik of a maisa shvira. Of a bi mishtarish bechet. And therefore, I have to pay for the, I can no longer say reish shechol fanecha, because now I have a numachai. You know, it's mitzad the original gneva, maybe I could say reish shechol fanecha. You know, as far as the original gzeil is concerned, as far as that goes, if it would, you know, if it would just be the original maisa gzeil, I would say, it's not the original maisa gzeil. The pears are still intact. You can say reish shechol fanecha. But now this new maisik zeila has deepened into a tesefis in the maisik zeila. Now there's another maisik zeila. And this new maisik zeila, because there's a knas, this new maisik zeila, I give it the status of a ma'isik. I give it the status of being mishayish mechad. I give it the status of breaking the pairs. So in this new ma'isik, in this new, if somebody else would be matami the pairs, so I would say that's not a ma'isik. That's nothing. Nothing happened. That's not a ma'isik ma'isik. That's not chodus mishayish. There's no new ma'isik zayla at all. So all you have is the old ma'isik zayla. Mitzad the old ma'isik zayla. You can give back pairs to me. But now they said that this, when you're matami b'yadayim, they say that being matami b'yadayim is a new ma'isik zayla. And this new ma'isik zayla, it's a new ma'isik zayla. Because he did it b'yadayim, somebody, that already makes sense. Somebody else is matami the pairs, there's no ma'isik zayla. But if I'm matami the pairs, then there's a ma'isik zayla, because I'm being mishtar, because Chazal made a knas, that's considered to be being mishtar shbechet. So now there's a new ma'isik zayla that's mechayev me, and this new ma'isik zayla, matami, is also considered to be a hezek. Because the story has suffered, I'm saying here. I want to say, you'll see in a minute, I want to say that's Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, according to this last Mahalach and Tosfos. This is exactly Machlekes from Rav and Shmuel. The Shmuel holds that mitzad the original Ma'isik Zeilo, what's the difference if I'm Matam of the Paris or somebody else is Matam of the Paris? Mitzad the original Ma'isik Zeilo, you can give back Paris to man. So the original Ma'isik Zeilo is Machayel HaShavos of Paris, and it's satisfied, that Chiv is satisfied with Paris to man. So it doesn't make sense to say that original Ma'isik Zeilo is satisfied with Paris to man, but not if I was Matam of them. What's the difference? If the original Ma'isik Zeilo is satisfied with Paris Tmeim, then the fact that I was Matami them just had to satisfy the Chiva Shava. The original Ma'isik Zeilo is satisfied, the Chiva Shava that comes from Koyot, the original Ma'isik Zeilo, is satisfied with Paris Tmeim. So, Mali, if I was Matami the Paris, somebody else was Matami the Paris, but Mitzad the Paris, it's the same thing. So, it's the same Arishal Chalu Farecha. So, what's the Pshar in the Knas? Must be the Getter of the Knas was not Mitzad the original Ma'isik Zeilo. Mitzad the original Ma'isik Zeilo, so Paris Tmeim satisfied the original Ma'isik Zeilo. The Teretz is, no, the Chazal made a knas that if somebody else is matami the Paris, then there is no new ma'isik zeila. But if I'm matami the Paris, then that's considered to be a new ma'isik zeila in the Paris, and that new ma'isik zeila has new gdorim, because this is a different kind of ma'isik zeila. It's a ma'isik zeila being mishtarish bechet. This new ma'isik zeila is considered to be a ma'isik zeila even with being matami. So therefore, Shmuel holds that by menasech the mechayiv is not the original gneva. Because the original gneva will be satisfied with Paris Tmeim. As if somebody else was Matam in the Paris. What's the difference? The chiyuv of Menasech is because being Menasech, the knas of that if you're Menasech, the knas that if you're Menasech Memezid, then you can't say Erosh Chol of Erecha. That's not because the original Ma'isik Zeila is not going to be satisfied. It's not the original Ma'isik Zeila, it's the same Paris. If you were Matam, somebody else was Matam. It must be the knas was that when you're Matam, that when you're Menasech the Paris, it's a new Ma'isik Zeila. Somebody else is Menasech, it's not a new Ma'isik Zeila. It's not a Ma'isik Zeila at all. It's not a Ma'isik Hezek at all, because it's Hezek Shein Nikar. But if you are Menasech the Paris, then they made a Knas that being Menasech the Paris yourself amazed, it has the status of being Mishtarish Bechet. It has the status of a Ma'isik Zeila, and that's what's Mechayev you to pay for the Yayin. But on that, you could have already Kimoy B'Drabin it. A Chiyuv moment that's coming from the Nisach itself, you could have an Kimoy B'Drabin it. So that's Shmuel. And Rav says it's not true. The Mechayev is loyal on the original Ma'isik Zeila. The Mechayev is the original Ma'isik Zeila. And that was the Knas. The Knas was that the original Ma'isik Zeila is Mechayev you on any Nisach that comes later, as long as you are Menasech and Be'adayim B'mezid and not somebody else. And Koza Nichnas into the Knas that the original Ma'isik Zeila will not be satisfied by prayers that you were Matami B'adayim. So when is the Mechayev the original Ma'isik Zeila? The original Ma'isik Zeila is no Kimuli Rabbinic because there's no Kiyuv Misa. I think the Lashon of Tosfos. It works very well. The Taisha says that Shmuel's far was time of the Shmuel. Atal gab dagbol afterech nisuchi. Dagbol is nothing to do with nisuch. They're not integrated at all. The chi of misa is only in the nisuch. I feel hochi potter. Why? Because came with the ashas nisuch le mechayev the kim le the rabbinay. Since by shas nisuch this kim le the rabbinay, so ashas dagbol nami mifter. So and the gneiv is also potter because mitzad the gneiv adomel ereish cholof anecha kim le chumav nitmes. Knows if there's a chiyuv misa by the nisuch, then you can only be chayiv mikoyach the original gzeila. Mitzad the original gzeila, he could say ereish shecholof anecha as if somebody else was menasech it. The Rav sover, what does Rav hold? They came with the b'shas agbor leishayach lemeimer kimi leramenei. Since b'shas agbor there was no chiyuv misa, so yesh the chayiv machmas agbor kimi chayiv imanoyayin mikoyach the agbor akol ma sheyase biyadayim achakach. The original gzeila could be mechayev him on any nisach that he does later be a diet. It can't be mechayev him on a nisach that somebody else does or that he does b'shogeg. But the original gzeila is able to be mechayev him on a nisach that he does later be a diet. It's like a mashmul lashon. Point Shabbat Craig is mahalach and Taisus. Taisus doesn't really explain the guts of the machaikus. There's a machaikus here in Dinah Kim Lugabini. Does it apply to Tanoi Yachiyub? There's no such language in Taisus. So we just have to sort of, you know, read that in, as a subtext. But the way I want to explain Pshat and Taisus, Taisus is really telling me the Pshat. He's saying the words. He's telling me exactly what the Machalikus is about. Shmuel holds that the Chiyuv of Manasseh is Mikoyach the Nisuch itself. And if you can't be Mechayach the Mikoyach the Nisuch, then you can't be Mechayach the Mikoyach the original Gzela, because Mikoyach the original Gzela, Mitzad the original Gzela, you could still say Harei Shulchan Lefanecha. The Rav Sover and Rav holds that no, the original Gzela is Mechayach HaKol Mashi Yovei Chakach, that the gedder of the Knas is that the original Gzela is Mechayach on the being Manasseh later, be a dying amazing. So therefore, according to Shmuel, you have Kimli Rabbinic, because it's a Nisuch that's being Mechayev Mammon. And according to Rabbi, there's no Kimli Rabbinic, because it's the Hadbo that's being Mechayev Mammon.
You said the Nisuch as being, that the getter of the council making to a
Hezek Nicker.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be then
Numaisik Zeil,
unicorn
Rav? So Rav would say that, yeah, maybe it would be also Numaisik Zeil, but Rav would say that once they said that when you're Manasseh Yodayim, it has the status of a Hezek Nicker, so it has the status of a Hezek Nicker, even clapping the original Gezer, even clapping the original Zeil. It's Kilu was struck by light. In other words, according to Rav, once they said that if you're Manasseh, it's Kilu, it becomes a Hezek Nicker, so it becomes, as it's like it was struck by lightning, and the original Maisik Zeil is a Chayimah. In other words, it becomes physically a Hezek Nicker, and the original Zeila is a Chayimah and a Hezek Nicker. You steal something and it's struck by lightning, you have to pay for it. Because the original Zeil is mechayev on to pay for it as long as you can't say Reish Shechol Lefanecha. Shmuel holds that mitzad the original Zeil, you could say Reish Shechol Lefanecha. Because mitzad the original Zeil, what's the difference if he was Manassechit, somebody else was Manassechit? It's the same Hezek Sheino Nicker, it's the same Yayin that physically looks to be totally intact. So mitzad the original Zeil, yet you could say Reish Shechol Lefanecha. The only reason why you can't say Reish Shechol Lefanecha is because they said that the act of being Manasseh B'meisid is a new Maisik Zeila, and that Maisik Zeila has different darm. In that new Maisik Zeila, Nisuch is considered to be Hezek Nika. But in the original Gzeila, the difference is possible. In the original Gzeila, so you can't be Mechalik if at least Shmuel holds. In the original Gzeila, so you can't say it's a in the original Zeil, you can't say what he was Manasseh is Nicker, somebody else was Manasseh is not Nicker. Doesn't make any sense. It's the same Nisuch. In the new Maisik Zeil, you could say that if somebody else is Manasseh, there's no new Maisik Zeil, because that they didn't consider to be a Maisik Zeil. But when he's Manasseh, they gave it that then the Knas kicks in. When he's Manasseh, that's a new Maisik Zeil. So really, Midrash, it's not. But Midrabbanan, they said, Als Knas, that's a new Maisik Zeil, and it's Mechayev. Somebody else is Manasseh, it's not a Maisik Zeil at all. Because that they didn't consider it should be considered to be a Maisik Zeila. But when he's Manasseh, they consider it that's considered to be a new Maisik Zeila. But mitzad the original Zeila, so you're not being done, is this a Maisik Hezek? We're being done, are the payers intact that you can say a Reish Shechol Lefanecha that satisfy the original Zeila? The payers are intact, the same if he's Matami, somebody else is Matami. The same as he's Manasseh, as somebody else is Manasseh. So mitzad the original Zeila, there's no room to distinguish between what he was Manasseh and what somebody else was Manasseh. He stole, and the payers are intact. So a Reish Shechol Lefanecha. The place where you can make the distinction is when it's in the second, in the later Maisik Zeila, in the act of Nisuch itself, when he's Manasseh, they made a Knas that's considered to be a Maisik Zeila. And when somebody else is Manasseh, they did not make such a Knas, and that's not considered to be a Maisik Zeila, or not considered to be a Maisik Hezek. There, Shmuel holds, you can make such distinctions. This act they considered that it's an act of Hezek, and what somebody else does, and what he does for Shabbashayuk, they didn't consider that it should be an act of Hezek. But to say that the knas was when you can say Reish Shechol Lefanecha, when you can't say Reish Shechol Lefanecha, Shmuel holds it doesn't make sense. If it's Reish Shechol Lefanecha, it's Reish Shechol Lefanecha. And Rav holds, no, even Reish Shechol Lefanecha could be Cholok if he did it or somebody else did it. What he did, you can't say Reish Shechol Lefanecha. What somebody else did, you could say Reish Shechol Lefanecha. Okay, let's see Taisha Barashim Silas. Now we know a little more about Gidli. Yeah, Shakir Serech Anochi, Zog Toises. Koshid, Aminu Bemru, Bagabi Gon of Aloha, Bishabas, the Potter, Gigon Omeli Zoik Nevesecho, Chaseri, Vitikin Lichaseri, Vitikin Lichaseri, Nevesecho, Uporech, Mechimot el avir chatzere kono mischai benashoy mishum shabbos lihavi ad shetanuach. In my porch, we are here to rechanoch ikdom hocho. Here's the kashem. The most is Baba Kama that you have a case of gonav of gonav umochar b'shabbos that is kimli deramnei on the mechir. What's the case? Where how is the mechir is nisud rabbanon? It's not nisud derayse. How do you have kimli deramnei on the mechir? So the most is a case that somebody he stole something, he stole a kiss, and he throws it to the mechir so that he throws it from the shusar rabbim into the shusar hamechir, and the mechir is kind it with the kinyan chotzer. So therefore, you have a chil shabbos because you're going from shusar rabbim through shusar yochid, and you have a chiyuv and you have a mechira because that's the mechir is buying the greva through kinyan chotzer. So the Gemara asks, but it's not at the same time. Because the kinyan chotzer takes effect when the kiss is still in the air. Not a kiss. It's a sheep. It's a sheep because it's a dalamet. The sheep. So the kinyan the mechir is chal when the sheep's in midair because avir chaser is also kinyan. The chir shabbos only happens when the sheep lands on the ground. So it's not that's the most kasha. So it's not. So the Gemara answers that it's talking about a case where he said where the kinyan said I'm not going to be kinyan until it lands. I don't want to buy any airborne sheep, but when it lands, that's what I'll buy. Fred Tosis, what's the most cash in the first place? It's mamish like Zoyachetz. What happened to Rav Avin? It's mamish or Rav Avin kind of case. It fits all the criteria, both the Lishon HaKama and the Lishon HaBasra. It's any yochel adurei. Once he shoots the sheep off, he can't take it back. And it's Yesh HaNochel B'Leakira. Mamish, it's exactly the same as Zoyachetz. And yet the Gemara over there says that it's not kimli d'rabbanan. It's not kimli d'rabbanan. That's Tosfos kasha. So basically, Tosfos teretz is going to be. Maybe I'll just tell you that Tosfos teretz is basically going to be that sugya takis chaluk in Rav Avin's machlekes hasugyas. That sugya is not like Rav Avin. That sugya doesn't have Rav Avin's notion of akir tzarech hanocha. That leads to say, where do you have a sugya that doesn't hold from? Where do you have it? Anybody's chaluk in Rav Avin. In our Gemara, nobody seems to be chaluk in Rav Avin. Rav Avin is brought down without anybody being chaluk. So Taisa says, yeah, but Rav Tam says in the Gemara in Gittin that Rav Yirmiyah is chaluk in Rav Avin. So Mela, that Gemara is going like Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah is chaluk in Rav Avin. That Gemara is going like Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah is chaluk in Rav Avin, and that's the answer for the two sugyas. It's a steer. It's a machlekes hasugyas. The Maaseh, the Rambam brings down both sugyas halach. The Rambam paskins Rav Avin's halach. Like Zorach Chaitz is the Koresh Raim Alichosis Potter because Kimlo Rav Avin. And the Rambam brings down the Gemara over there. The Gemara says that if he threw a tle, it's only going to be kimul rabbanei. If he said, I'm not going to be playing the tle, asher tanuach. The Rambam brings the Gemara in the Rubel Haloch. So obviously the Rambam can't have thought that it's a machlekes hasugyos. So the Fidei Rambam, Tosfos Kasha Shem, what's the difference? Is Mam's the same case? What's the difference? Zorach Chaitz B'Kar Shirayim Bali Chosar. Where the Rambam is passing like Rav Avin, that you say Akira Serech HaNocho, that Akira and HaNocho are integrated, and you have kimul rabbanei. And what's the difference if he threw a sheep into the chotzer of the kaina, where the Rambam says that there's that unless he said, you know, I'm not going to be kaina atcha tanuach, there's no kimulid rabbinay in his chayav dalad vehe. So there's an interesting teretz from the Hafla. The Hafla says that two things. First of all, Hafla says that it's, that case is actually Yochel Adur. Yochel Adur. And the Rambam passes like Lishna Basra. The Rambam passes like Lishna Basra. The Rambam doesn't apply unless it's Eina Yochel Adur. And that Gemara, the case of the sheep, is Yochel Adur. How's Yochel Adur? You can't reel the sheep back in, you threw the sheep. So he says, yeah, but it's Yochel Adur because you could be Chayzer from the Kenyan. Shoot an arrow, you can't be chayzer from the being mazik. You're going to tear the shirayim by the chosik, tough luck. But over here, when he throws the sheep into the chotzer, he could, at any moment, he could be chayzer from the kinyan. The moicher, the ganav, who's selling the sheep, and thereby being chayv alav hay, at any moment could say, you know, I changed my mind, I don't want to sell your sheep, and then it won't be a mechira. Then he's just having game, playing games with the sheep, but he's not. That's not a mechira, and there's no, and there's no chiyuv mamon. So it says the haflah, therefore it's called yochel adur. And the Rambam passing, and that's the terrace for the Rambam. The Rambam passing is like the Lishna Basra. The Magen Mishnah anyway says the Rambam passing is like the Lishna Basra, because the Gemara by Gunav Kiss, we'll talk about it later. But Akapana, that's the Magen Mishnah says halacha is the Lishna, so always be like the Lishna Basra. The Magen Mishnah anyway says for other reasons that the Rambam passing is like the Lishna Basra, because the Gemara by Gunav Kiss B'Shabbos at the bottom of it, the Rambam brings without any Yukimtus that if you're Gunav Kiss B'Shabbos, you're chayav. I think Moshe Akir Tzarech Hanocha. So Moshe Terutzim, Eimed Lofush, the Rambam doesn't bring any of that. The Rambam doesn't pass because the Eichid kisses Kimli the Rabbinate. So the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam passed, all the Rishonim say that that Gemara is going like Lishna Kama. According to Lishna Basra, there's no Kasha, because by Gon of Kiss, it's Yochel Adduri. So the Rambam passes like the Lishna Basra. Anyway, that's a parenthetic. The Rambam happens to be apparently passing like the Lishna Basra. But the main thing is the Afla over here. The Afla says that the Rambam passing is like the Lishna Basra, that it's totally in Yochel Adduri, and Yochel Adduri. And over there, by a sheep, by the case of the sheep, it's Yochel Hadurei, because he could be chayzer from the Mechira. At kan the Haflo. So the Pshutai, very strange Haflo. What's Shver on the Haflo?
I'm
not sure if that's what you mean, but the Chayra, the Yochel Hadurei, has to do. The Pashtun Gemara, we were talking about this a little bit yesterday. The Pashtun Gemara is that Yochel Adduri has to do with the Chiyuv Misa. Rashi says it has to do with Aschel Lomalocha. You know, this, the whole idea of Rav Admin is that it's Aschel Lomalocha. From that here, it's Aschel Lomalocha. And the Mishnah Basra says it's only called Aschelas HaMalocha if you can't be Chayzer from the Malocha, you're committed to the Malocha. Over here, by the sheep, he can't be Chayzer from the Malocha. The Malocha, that's for sure. The sheep's going to go from Shusar Abin to Shusar Yochel. What he's being chayzer from is the mechira. So what's the difference? He could be chayzer from the mechira. The nidin is that askel the melacha. So the haflo lecharis is very strange teretz. What do you gain? The pashut pshat in the Lishna Basra, the way this is how we learned in Rashi and Moshul yesterday, that the pshat in Lishna Basra is that Rav Avin's whole concept is the whole idea of Rav Avin of Akira Tzarech Hanocha is askel the melacha, that the melacha started by the akira, continues until the hanocha. And anything that happens in the middle, the Nakira La'anocha, is called Boim Ke'echot. So any Chiyamama that happens in the duration is Potter. So the Lishna Basra says that that's only true, that it's called Aschel Malocha, if you're committed to the Malocha of Mishas Akira. If Mishas Akira, you're committed to the Malocha, then it's called Aschel Malocha, and then the Malocha goes from the Akira all the way to La'anocha, and any Chiyamama that happens to come in the middle will be Kimle Derabinet. If that's the Havana of the Lishna Basra, then that flow doesn't make any sense at all. You know, the case over there in the sheep, that's exactly what happened. He throws a sheep, he's now committed to the Chilul Shabbos. So the haschol of the Chilul Shabbos is when he threw the sheep. The end of the Chilul Shabbos is when it landed. And any Chiyum Mama that happens to come in the middle is going to be Kimli Rabbani. What's the difference if he could be Chayyuzer from the Chiyum Mama? He couldn't be Chayyuzer from the Chiyum Mama. Bottom line is, the Chiyum Mama happened between the Akir and Lanoch and Zvon Kechel. So I thought it was very saucy. The answer presumably is, maybe somebody could tell me, how did that fly to different Havon and Lishna Basra? How did Afla understand the Lishna Basra? What? That it's one Maisa. We had such a sadden, you know, we weren't sure how to read the Rashi. In the Rashi, we had a steer in the Lishna Basra. But apparently, Afla read the Lishna Basra like the first Rashi in the Lishna Basra. That the word of the Lishna Basra is Soifa Lekoyle like Shirayim. That what the Lishna Basra is saying is that Rav Avin's integration of the integration over here. It only works because the same Maisa Akira is the Machayiv of the Misa and the Mammon. Since it's Soifa Lekroyo Lishirayim, so the Maisa Zrika is the Maisa Machayiv Mammon. And at the same time, it's the Maisa that's Machayiv Misa. So the Maisa Zrika is the Machayiv of Mammon because it's Soifa Lekroyo Lishirayim, Ein Yochel Adurei. Later on, he's honest, but the Maisa HaMachayiv is the Zrika Sachet. That's the Maisa HaMachayiv of the Mammon. The same Maisa is the Maisa HaMachayiv of the Misa. So that's how the Lishna Basra understands that one Maisa can't be Machayiv Misa and Mammon. Presumably, that's how the Hafla understood the Lishna Basra as well. Therefore, says the Hafla, over there by the throwing of the sheep, when he threw the sheep, that might be the Maisa HaMachayiv Misa, because he can't be Chayzer from the Chilul Shabbos. So throwing the sheep is the ma'aseh mechayev of the chil Shabbos. But is it the ma'aseh mechayev of mammon of dalet v'hei? No, because he could be chayzer from the kinyan. Kol zman he could be chayzer from the kinyan. You don't yet have the mechayev of dalet v'hei. The mechayev of dalet v'hei is when it goes into the avir of the chotzer and he was not chayzer from the kinyan and the kinyan takes effect and he's masking to the kinyan. That's the mechayev of dalet v'hei. So memela, it's not the same ma'aseh mechayev. And the field of the Shnabasra, there's no Kimli Dramani, and that's another Rambam Pasuk. That's the terrace of that flow.
I was not being closer, Mike.
What?
I was not being closer.
That's some, I don't have to be a Maisa. That's the Machayev Dalvei. Maybe you don't need a Maisa in Machayev Dalvei. The Kenyan. The Machayev Dalvei is the Kenyan. It doesn't have to be a Maisa. Why does it have to be a Maisa? And if you would do Kenyan Dvarim for Dalvei? The Ganav and the Koine will marry off the children and they'll be, you know, Heim Dorma Nikna Bamir, Kamat and Nosin Lebincha, Kamat and Nosin Lebincha, Heim Dorma Nikna Bamir, Svam Etz Mechayim Dal Hitu. You don't necessarily have to have a Maisa, you have to have a Kinyan. Interesting, the Meiri also talks about this stira. He doesn't talk about the Rambam, but he talks about the stira between the two sugyas. And the Meiri answers very cryptic. The Meiri answer is that there's a difference between mazik and kinyan. The Rambam only applies to mazik, koresh yayin b'alei choser. It doesn't apply to the kinyan of that's mechayev dalet v'hei. The chiluk between mazik and kinyan. Sosim b'lei pirush. Meiri doesn't explain what he's trying to say. Maybe takan means the safla. By a kinyan, by mazik, you're committed to the hezik. Throw the chetz, you're committed to the hezik. So it's one ma'aseh mechayev. But by Kenyan, he's not committed to the Maisa Kenyan. Kenyan, you could always be Chayzer from the Kenyan. Maybe that's what the Meiri is saying. Maybe it could be other Pshat in the Meiri. Meiri is really very good. In a way, if he meant them, it a little bit bothers me. If the Meiri meant the Haplo, he should speak it out. Because he could be Chayzer. Like, that really, that's the Knesh over here, that's the punchline. Right. It's a little bit strange that Meiri doesn't spell it out. There's a difference between Kenyan and Maisa Kenyan. What's the difference? We're supposed to figure out because you can be chayzer from Kenyan, you can't be chayzer from Hezek. I don't know. So anyway, I'm going to ask you to think about it. Maybe there's some other Hezbeir and Pasuk here in the Meiri. Some other possible chiluk between Misa and Mammon. Okay, let's just see the places inside, baby. And then we'll stop. Well, the Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, pick it up from there. It's the end of the line, third line. Well, the Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Asi Shapir, Koyt Rabbeinu Tam, we could explain. We can answer that it's a Machlokes HaSugyos. The Pirush, the Eshlo Nisuch B'Layagba. Rabbeinu Tam was posited that it's the Eshlo Nisuch B'Layagba in the Gemara Gittin. V'afilu hochi kol merav menasech mamish, manazokin. And nonetheless, Rav says that menasech in the Mishnah means menasech mamish. V'lo kemifte mishim adkim le'id rav, v'nei kid rav yirmiyo, the b'shas ha'gba, koyim is chayib nash le'havi ha'shas nisuch. So, Koyt Rabbeinu Tam, and yet Rav says that there's no Kimli Rav in it. What happened to Rabbi Avin's Yisoid? Must be that Rav Avin, that Rabbi Yirmiyah is Chaylik and Rav Avin. V'hashter Rabbi Yirmiyah lesli the Hagbot Tzarech Nisuchi. Apparently Rabbi Yirmiyah doesn't hold from the Yisoid of Hagbot Tzarech Nisuchi. He holds from the Metzias that Yesh L'Nisuch B'lei Hagbot. But apparently he's Chaylik and Rav Avin's Lumbus that Akir Tzarech Hanocha. He doesn't have a concept of Akir Tzarech Hanocha. V'wadidna lesli Akir Tzarech Hanocha. Taisus adds that Rav Yirmiyah is not mechalak between Yochel Adurei and Ender. I'll explain in a minute what I think Taisus is saying, but let me just read it inside. Rav Yirmiyah is not mechalak between Motzil Adurei and Loi Motzil Adurei. Teido, the lishna the Eshla Nochav Leakira, am I naket of Avin Zorah Chetz, Linkut Mavir? According to the lishna Kamenar Gemara, that even Mavisakin is Potter, according to Rav Avin. So why did Rav Avin talk about Zorach Chetz, which is L'chara a lesser Chiddush? El Avadi ki Adoni Ninu. Must be Lishna Kama holds that it makes no difference. Demand the Polag HaMavir, Polag Nami HaZorach. Tais is saying the following, I believe. The Mashas is a different shot than Tais, but I think this is more Poshup shot. What's Tais's Yisrael over here? Tais is saying that Rav Avin is Chaluk, Rav Yirmiyah is Chaluk and Rav Avin. How come Rav Yirmiyah is chaylik and Rav Avin? Because Rav Yirmiyah says that that it went by that even though that's the fact, and Yetur of Yirmiyah says there's no kim l'rabbi, I don't integrate the agbo and the nisuch. Kunt Rav Avin, they should be integrated. Kivit Sarei Chanocha. Must be Rav Yirmiyah's chaylik in Rav Avin. Now, Rav Avin himself comes in two, there's two versions of Rav Avin. What's Rav Avin say? Rav Avin saying a sort of integration, we're integrating Akir and Hanocha. Even though Akir and Hanocha are coming at different points in time, but Rav Avin says, but we can integrate them because Akir is Sarei Chanocha, and we can make Akir Malayim Rav Avin, even though the Mises is later and the Akir is only the moment. Doesn't matter. Even though the Mises and the moment seem to be separated in time, but Akir is Sarei Chanocha, so we integrate that whole thing, the Akir and Hanocha, and we create Akir Malayim Rav Avin. So I'm just trying to make a graphic picture so it's easier to hold on to the cheshbon. So Rav Avin is uniting Akir and Hanocha. However, the Gemara says that has parameters. We don't always say it. By Rav Chisda, for example, by Gonav, by Chela, we don't say it. So the Gemara says there must be some kind of parameters, some kind of limitations, what we need in order to integrate Akir and Hanocha. So we have two versions, the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra. The Lishna Kama says that Rav Avin applies to all cases where it's Yesha. Wherever it's Yesha, Akir, Lanocha, Blakir, and then we're going to say this integration of Akir and Hanocha. The Lishna Basra says that Rav Avin is more narrow than that. Rav Avin is only where it's Ein Yochel Adurit. So the point I want to bring out, just in how to picture it, the Lishna Basra is circumscribing Rabbi Avin's integration more. It has less scope. The Lishna Kama holds that Rav Avin's integration applies whatever, all you have to satisfy is Efshel Anochel Blakir. Even Mavrisakin will fit into Rav Avin's integration. The Lishna Basra says the Rav Avin integration is very, very small. It only applies to the case of Zorak Chetz where it's irreversible. So the Lishna Basra is limiting Rav Avin more than is the Lishna Basra. Now, comes along Rav Yirmiyah. Taisus said, Rav Yirmiyah says that by Nisuch we don't say Yesh. So that means, says Taisus, that Rav Yirmiyah doesn't hold to Rav Avin's integration at all. Doesn't believe in Rav Avin's integration. We don't integrate the Akir and the Nocha. We don't integrate the Hagbah and the Nisuch. Even though it's a Yefsher, doesn't help. Rav Yirmiyah is Chaylik and Rav Avin. He holds there's no such thing. There's no can't bring things. You know, whatever is separate, and you can't bring them together. And therefore, Rav Yirmiyah becomes the Bar Plukta of Rav Avin. However, it's not supposed to. Just because I see that Rav Yirmiyah is Chaylik on the broad version of Rav Avin, he doesn't hold from this broad Rav Avin that. Of the Efsher, you know, whatever Rav Avin holds it, whatever it's the Efsher, we can bring them together. Whatever you have the Efsher, we could integrate the Akir and the Hanocha. Rav Yirmiyah obviously doesn't hold the way, because Rav Yirmiyah's case it's the Efsher, and we don't integrate the Hagbah and the Nisuch. So I see that Rav Yirmiyah does not accept the broad version of Rav Avin. But maybe and if that's what Rav Avin holds, like the Lishna Kama, then Rav Yirmiyah doesn't agree with Rav Avin. True. I mean, it's according to Lishna Kama that Rav Avin is quite broad. Then Rav Yirmiyah certainly does not accept Rav Avin. How do I know, even if Rav Yirmiyah doesn't accept Rav Avin, that's the Lishna Kama understood him, but how do I know Rav Yirmiyah doesn't at least hold from a more narrow version of Rav Avin of Ein Yochel Adurit? Rav Yirmiyah is not talking about a case of Ein Yochel Adurit. So just because I see that Rav Yirmiyah doesn't accept the bigger Rav Avin, how do I know that he doesn't accept the smaller Rav Avin? And even if according to Lishna Kama, Rav Avin himself is the bigger Rav Avin. So fine, so Rav Yirmiyah is Cholak on Rav Avin. But I don't yet know that Rav Yirmiyah himself is Cholik and Rav Avin, even in the case of Ein Yochel Adurit. You know, maybe he doesn't accept Rav Avin because Rav Avin went too far. He integrated even Yesher, and that's not it. That Rav Yirmiyah doesn't think that. Rav Yirmiyah thinks that's too much. But in the narrow case of Ein Yochel Adurit, how do I know that Rav Yirmiyah is Cholik and Rav Avin over there? And therefore, what's the Gemara's kasha in Babakam? The Gemara Babakam has said, you know, what's the problem? It's in the Avir of the Chotzer, so we're saying that the Gemara's kasha is going in Rav Yirmiyah. What's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara should answer that yes, Rav Yirmiyah doesn't hold like Rav Avin by Yesher, but that's the case of Ein Yochel Adurit, a much more narrow case. Maybe in that case, Rav Yirmiyah does concede that there's an integration between the Akir and the Hanach. That's the problem Taisus is addressing. So Taisus says no. The Gemara of Akam is going like the Lishna Kama. And the Lishna Kama holds that Ein Yochel Adurit is like Maile v'Lo Merid. Lishna Kama doesn't merely hold that Rav Avin was not limiting himself to cases of Ein Yochel Adurit. The Lishna Kama holds that Ein Yochel Adurit is irrelevant. It's like Maile v'Lo Merid. If you hold like Rav Avin, you hold like Rav Avin, the broad Rav Avin of the Esher. And if you don't hold like Rav Avin, then you don't hold like Rav Avin at all. But there is no room, according to Lishna Kama, to make a narrower Rav Avin of only Eina Yochel Adur. Lishna Kama doesn't believe that there's such a sore of Eina Yochel Adur. So therefore, it's binary. If Rav Yirmiyah, according to the Lishna Kama, according to those Amiroyim, later Amiroyim who wrote the Lishna Kama, they look at Rav Yirmiyah, and they apparently that's the Gemara in Bava Kama is going like the Lishna Kama. Those later Amiroyim, their perspective was that Eina Yochel Adur is irrelevant to the discussion. So yeah, if you want to accept Rav Avin, you have to accept them on the basis of the Yeshu. And if you don't want to accept them on the basis of the Yeshu, you don't hold like Rav Avin. But there's no room, according to Lishna Kama, for a Shita that holds like Rav Avin by Yehani Yochel Aduri, but doesn't agree with Rav Avin by Yeshu. There's no mokum for such a position. And therefore, now I understand the Gemara Bava Kama. The Gemara Bava Kama is going like Lishna Kama. The Lishna Kama doesn't think there's such an animal as Yehani Yochel Aduri. Doesn't think that far has any bearing on anything. And therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah, who says that we separate the Nisuch and the Hagbah, even though it's the Eshel and Nisuch and the Hagbah, must be Chaylik on Rabbi Avin. And the Gemara over there is asking, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, what's the case of throwing the sheep? That's the Rikos and Tosfos. Tosfos proves this point, that according to the Lishna Kama, and Yochel Adur is Lemaila V'Lemarid. Because really, it's a Kasha in the Lishna Kama. According to the Lishna Kama, that Rabbi Avin himself holds, is a broad Rabbi Avin of Yesher, rather than a narrow of Avin Ibn Yochel Adure. So why did Rav Avin talk about Zorach Chetz, which is misleading, it happens to be a case of Ibn Yochel Adure, why didn't Rav Avin talk about a broader case of Mavi Sakin? The answer is, the Lishna Kama holds, what's the difference? Rav Avin never dawned on Rav Avin that anybody should be Mechalek, Ibn Yochel Adure, any Yochel Adure. As far as the Lishna Kama is concerned, Mavi Sakin and Zorach Chetz are Hainohach, because Yochel Adure is different Chaloy Mesvalim, it doesn't make a difference. So you see that the Lishna Kama, it's not just the Lishna Kama doesn't think that Rav Avin was so narrow as the Lishna Basra makes him. The Lishna Kama thinks that the Lishna Basra doesn't make any sense. That the distinction between Yochel Adui and Yochel Adui is not a distinction at all. It's not a distinction that anybody could make. So therefore, by the lights of the Lishna Kama, our korchach we have to posit a machlekes between Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Avin. According to Lishna Basra, I don't see a machlekes of Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Avin. Rav Avin's talking about, on the contrary, they're still very well. Rav Avin's saying a Yochel Adurit, and Rav Yirmiyah is talking about a case where it's Yochel Adurit. But the Lishna Kama holds there is no such distinction. So either you're on Rav Avin's side, or you're against Rav Avin. But there's no way, you can't be like Rav Avin, being a Yochel Adurit, not like Rav Avin, being a Yochel Adurit. I think that's the Poshim Shatan Taisus. If you want to take a look, the Mashal of Matazach in this Taisus, I think this is what he's saying. Le'anis Daiti. So let's see weiter. Hey, the Lishna Yeshua, the Nachal, like, here, my Nachal, Rav Avin's our case. Lincoln Mavir Lavadi Khaika Kadoninu, Mandapalaga Mavir Polygnami Azur. Valiba Drabium, your part of the Maruba. Avalim Eshil and Isak Balayagbo, Lay Polygabium Yadar Abin. Right, it's a riot to Rebbe Natam. The Maruba is a riot to Rebbe Natam, the Eshilag Bubble and Isak. But the little bastard Mashmix has another riot, Drabium, your Polygab Abin. Gabi Khosulamer, Afamanasik, Domos, and Mikos of Gabavan, Sif Sovic Drabium. There's a little bit of a mokamina, this one is closed. The whole Tosfos is mashma. The Tosfos is quite happy with Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, he brings rise to Rabbeinu Tam. That he yeshu lagbo v'lo nisuch. He yeshu nisuch v'lo yagbo. He has a kashin in Maruba. He says the payer of Shulchan Aruch is very good. And that's what's happening in Maruba. And there's another riot from the other Gemara in Baba Kama about that's also mashma of Yirmi. He's probably going to have a lot of it. Litchos, he says at the end. But Tosfos seems to be pretty much night. If you were to ask, bottom line, this Tosfos is he giving Rebbeinu Tam a life or the opposite of a life? No, dislike, I guess. You don't know what's good. It sounds like Tosfos is giving Rebbeinu Tam a thumbs up. So it's a little bit strange because Chayr Tosfos can't hold like Rebbeinu Tam. Our Tosfos and our Alma, the Chavir, don't agree with Rebbeinu Tam. How do I know? What? Eshali de'achet. The whole Rebbeinu Tam is based on Yeshla Nisach B'lei Hagbo. What do you mean Yeshla Nisach B'lei Hagbo? Somebody else could do the Hagbo. Teretz says, apparently Rebbeinu Tam holds, that's called the Yeshla. But our Tosfos said before that by Ochel Chaylev, Tosfos said, when the Gemara says, it's called Eshla because it's Eshla D'gochel V'ochel. That it's Efshir because you could have somebody else put it in his mouth. So what? According to Rebbeinu Tam, that's called the Efshir, not Efshir. So our Tosfos hold not like a Rebbeinu Tam. So fine, I thought it's not like a Bein HaTam, but it's a little bit strange. You have this whole long Tosis, which Tosis brings you a Bein HaTam, and rise to a Bein HaTam, and this is Mil Yesh V'Tosis. This Tosis sounds like he's masking to a Bein HaTam. That's a little bit of a Tzarechian. Okay.